Video: Texas reporter watches 300 migrants cross border in 6 hours. By Bob Price on July 11, 2019. A Texas reporter in the Rio Grande Valley took her camera to Rincon Village and witnessed approximately 300 migrants crossing the border and turning themselves into Border Patrol agents. The crossings occur Tuesday night between 6 p.m. and midnight. KGBT-CBS4 reporter Sydney Hernandez traveled to the Texas border at Rincon Village Wednesday night at about 6 p.m. The deserted area on the banks of the Rio Grande is a well-known border crossing area. During the next 6 hours, Hernandez sent out a series of tweets capturing the images of migrants walking up the dirt roads from the border river where human smugglers cross them at will. The migrant walk up to the first Border Patrol agent or other law enforcement officers they can find and turn themselves in. #BorderNews groups continue to turn themselves into Border Patrol agents at Texas-Mexico border near Sullivan City. More updates to follow. #Immigration #BorderReport #BorderCrisis pic.twitter.com/pokewsher. Sydney Hernandez, at Sydney KGBT, July 11, 2019. The groups started out small, Hernandez told Breitbart News on Thursday. She said she witnessed 20 in the first group, 38 in the second, then 40, then 50, then about 150. During the 6-hour stretch, they counted about 298 migrants who illegally crossed the border from Mexico. #BorderNews 9:30 p.m. update. Another group has crossed up from the Rio Grande. This time near Rincon, just about a mile or two from homes. #Immigration #TexasPic.twitter.com/3ResistIDHD. Sydney Hernandez, at Sydney KGBT, July 11, 2019. #BorderNews 10:55 p.m. update. We're at Rincon Village. Very close to Mission, Texas, same area as a previous update, but these are completely new people. A totally new group of 50 plus. As I tweet this, there are more coming up to meet this group and approach Border Patrol. #immigrationpic.twitter.com/k1gw5wakf. Sydney Hernandez, at Sydney KGBT, July 11, 2019. #BorderNews watch this 12 a.m. update. The group you saw in the last update has now turned into about 150 people. One woman just had gastric bypass and will need to get checked out by EMT. More are still walking up near Rincon. Buses leaving. #immigration #texas #rgv #borderreportspic.twitter.com/imtypoeasy. Sydney Hernandez, at Sydney KGBT, July 11, 2019. Hernandez said she interviewed several of the migrants. Most she spoke with said they were here to claim asylum. But many told her they came for economic reasons. One woman I spoke to said she came for a better job opportunity, the KGBT reporter explained. A 16-year-old traveling alone said she came because she wants to go to school. #BorderNews I'm so sorry these updates are coming out a bit delayed on time due to the lack of signal out here. But this is exactly what is happening just after 12:30 a.m. on the border. #BorderReports #JustFacts #ImmigrationPic.twitter.com/BWC2WSRDQG. Sydney Hernandez, at Sydney KGBT, July 11, 2019. #BorderNews Final update. Thanks for watching these super short informal clips of what's happening on the Texas-Mexico border. This is what it looks like just feet from the Rio Grande while the rest of the world is sleeping. Next shift of agents just showed up. #BorderReport #RGVPic.twitter.com/XVWijma3. Sydney Hernandez, at Sydney KGBT, July 11, 2019. During the month of June, Rio Grande Valley Border Patrol agents apprehended 43,197 migrants, an average of 1,440 per day. According to the most recent Southwest Border Migration Report released Wednesday by U.S. Customs and Border Protection, of those, agents identified 30,165 as family unit aliens, 3,903 as unaccompanied alien children and 9,129 as single adults. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for the Breitbart Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.